Chaim Kanievsky, the son of the Stipe Gaon, living in Bnei Brak. Today, he should live and be well and be healthy.
Amen.
As one of the greatest Talmid Chacham of our day, and he is especially known for his Bekiyas, not only as a Kadosh, as a big tzaddik, but his Hasmada, constantly learning, and Kol Tor Kula is in front of him like it's laid out on a map. The stories abound. We could definitely go on a roll of various stories that display his Bekiyas. Just mention one or two. Chaim Kanievsky makes a siyum every single year. Erev Pesach, for the Bechor. There's a special skula. If you go to Bnei Brak and hear the siyum, he pours a little schnapps or something to the people who are present. And a lot of stories about wonderful yeshuas that have come from those who took some of that home and gave it to someone who was in need of some sort of miracle. But what I can tell you is a fact, and not supernatural, is that every year, what do you guys usually hear a siyum for? Erev Pesach, Megillah, Tainus, Horios, 13 Blot, something like that. He makes a siyum every single year on Gemara Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifra, all the Midrashim, okay? And I think Zohar also. Everything. Mamish, Kol Tor Kula. Shavuos, what does he do on a leap year? What does he do with that extra month? So in that extra month, he writes a sefer. So every leap year, a new sefer comes out. Baruch Hashem, he's written many svarim. And it's very interesting that the Musar sefer that he wrote, it's very small, okay? It's 30 chapters, I guess one for each day of the month, and each one sort of bullet pointing the main lessons that make a Jew a Jew. And he quotes many Mamari Chazal in short form. Again, very much his style, to have this expansive breath of Kol Tor Kula that bring home the point. Just to mention one another story, Rav Hartman. Rav Hartman, some of you may be familiar with. He's very popular teacher in the seminaries, and he is known as one of the experts in the Maharal. You'll see there are sets of Maharal that are still continually coming out that are annotated and footnoted by Rav Hartman. And one of the things Rav Hartman has done is to reference and give a citation for all the different places that the Maharal is drawing from in Chazal and Kabbalah, which are not readily obvious, in order that the reader can go and look something up if he wants to see more in depth. And he once came across a certain line, and he could not determine the source of that statement by the Maharal. And where do you go if you get stuck? Can't find it on the Bar-Ilan. So you go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So the way he tells the story is that he went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. I think he stopped him in the street, and maybe he was walking back from shul. And he told him what the line was that he was trying to locate. And Rav Chaim stopped. He said, not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi. As he was witnessing this. And he said, Efshar amashmos in Tikkuni Zohar. What is Efshar? Meaning, there's a line in Tikkuni Zohar that I understand could be read to mean what the Maharal is saying. Which means he had the text in front of him while he was walking down the street of Kol Tor Kula. Okay? Chaim Kanievsky is an unbelievable treasure of Klal Yisrael. Yes, sir?
Which rabbi was on top of that?
Rav Hartman, Rav Yeshua Hartman. Does he teach at... Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. Beautiful. Okay, so let's start with this, Rabbi. So the very first line, Amud Hey, you have it there? Orchaz Yosher, Emes. Emes, very interesting that he puts Emes as the very first Mida to discuss. Kamif Ligu Chazal B'midas Emes. How have Chazal, Hifligu. Hifligu means to make strong emphasis on the Mida of Emes of Amr, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tatlan Hey, Amud Al says, Chosomo Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. The Chosomo Shal Kodesh, what does that mean, the Chosom? What's a Chosom? Translate Chosom? The seal, the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. Yeah, so, how do you refer to a signature? John Hancock. Yeah? Well, anyone ever see John Hancock's signature? It's something which you could not miss, if it just hits you in the face. It's so big and so clear. It's what is recognized immediately as identifying anyone who sees it right away. Right? In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chosam, his signature is Emes. If there's a way to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately, it's by the means of Emes. It's a very powerful line, and it's also true about Torah. Moshe Emes v'Soraso Emes, because Torah, after all, is an expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom and chachma. And therefore, any falsification of Torah is essentially the falsification of God, which is, in other words, a form of kfira. That's why, Shatul quotes, I think, from the Rav, there's a Gemara in Bava Kama. Anyone learned Bava Kama recently? Daf Yomi? Daf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches. The Gemara says that there were two representatives of the Roman government, I believe. They came to, they learned the whole Gemara, they learned Shas, and they had a few kashas, two or three Gemaras that weren't really politically correct, and they approached the rabbis to discuss it with them. And in particular, the focus of that Gemara was that Chazal Darshan, that damages done to a guy, you're not necessarily responsible for it in the same way that you're responsible if you do the damages to a Jew. Shor rei ehu, v'lo shor shel akum. Yes, sound familiar? So they had this discussion. So the question the Marshal asks, I understand, their life was on the line. Life was on the line. You don't start up with the Roman. Don't tell them this halacha. Just change the details a little bit so that they don't become aware of this bias or discrimination, so to speak, we'll call it, monetarily in the rules that govern the relationship between the Jews and the guy. Why couldn't they just skip that daf? So he says, very simply, he says, it's pikuach nefesh is docha kol tar kul. You're right. Pikuach nefesh, anything that needs to be done, you have to, except for the three biggest averos, you do what you have to do in order to save someone's life. Their lives were at stake as well. But when it comes to ziyuf ha-Torah, ziyuf means falsification, distorting a single letter of the Torah, yehereg v'al-yaber. A person has to die before falsifying the truth, the veracity, the absolute emes of every word in the Torah. And now, getting back to our sugi over here, what's the pshat? Pshat is because the Torah is emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And the distortion of Torah is the distortion of the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. Something I wanted to talk about yesterday, just trying to expand little by little, when he spoke about Rachmana Amar. When the Torah says, v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, that's not just some good marriage advice. Okay? Rachmana, what is Rachmana? What does that mean? The merciful HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Hainu ha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking through the Torah, and it has to be treated with the utmost degree of integrity. Now, when I was younger, I used to collect signed baseballs, getting back to the signatures. The MS, signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the open market, you know, you can get a lot of money for a baseball that's signed by a good player. But even more than the extra etzem signature, I remember I once bought a ball signed by Willie Mays. Yeah? Willie Mays, Hall of Fame outfielder for the Giants. So, whatever it was, back in the day, it cost me like $35, $40. That's cool. Had a little, you know, cube on my bookshelf with a signature. But as cool as that is for a collector, a friend of mine, his father is a vice president at Canon. Okay, so, you know, guys, you know, he's up there right under the CEO of major multinational corporation. So he gets tickets to this, tickets to that. He used to take me to a lot of things. He used to take me to the baseball writers' dinner. Yeah, you guys holding? That's like when they get together and announce the Cy Young, they announce the MVP. So a lot of the big players are there. So you bring a bag of baseballs and you walk around getting signatures, right? So which one do you want to tell the grandkids about? That I met whoever it was who was at the dinner, or that I sent a check somewhere, I went online and I ordered a baseball with someone's signature on it. The fact that you encountered, the fact that you came right up close, and you got the signature from that hush of a ball player, so that's something that you can tell the grandkids about. You got the shmooze with him. That's a testimony that I was up close in person. So back to our Gemara, Chosamo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu Emes, what's the true value of the signature? That I was up close and personal with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning that someone who has the Midah of Emes, someone who has a Midah of Emes is clearly someone who is close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who doesn't value and it doesn't have ingrained in themselves the Midah of Emes. If that's the chosam, that's the signature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you clearly never met him. He clearly never signed your baseball. You didn't have that up close and personal experience with Hashem, because otherwise the Midah of Emes would be something which you carry around with you on that baseball. Yeah.
How does that reconcile with the episode where 120 Rebbeim get separated into 120 houses and they all make identical changes?
70. So all they did was grammatic adjustments that leave no room for misunderstanding. Okay? Correct. They didn't change anything. Bereshis Bara Elokim. Don't think that there was someone named Bereshis who created God. Okay. So they translate in a way where it'd be clear. You lose things in translation, as the saying goes. So that it wasn't like there was any factual change made. Okay. We'll stop here.